In the news, the Speaker of the Czech Lower House of Parliament has got himself into hot water while leading a delegation of MEPs on a fact-finding mission around the Middle East. Members of the delegation held talks with a radical Palestinian Hamas group behind the Speaker's back, although the official EU and Czech stance is to shun such contacts. Some see the incident as symbolic of the stuttering end to the Czech EU presidency. Chris Johnstone reports.
Czech Lower House Speaker Miloslav Velček was heading a delegation of 41 parliamentarians from EU countries on a fact-finding mission round the Middle East. The timetable included a visit to the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Mr. Velček had given assurances before the trip that no talks would be held with Hamas, the radical Palestinian group which administers the Gaza Strip. But some members of the group, led by Italian Reform Communist Party member Luisa Morgantini, decided to meet with Hamas leaders in secret on their own. The Czech speaker was reportedly at the time visiting an Islamic university. Mr. Velček was forced to denounce Morgantini's Go It Alone initiative, which has been dubbed as a scandal by the Czech media.
I distance myself from this meeting. It was outside the official program of our delegation.
Thomas Klau is head of the Paris office of the think tank, the European Council of Foreign Relations. He has some sympathy for the Czech speaker's position.
I don't think it is reasonable to expect the leader of a parliamentary delegation to, as it were, put shackles on every member of the delegation, and though if a member of the delegation decides to pursue her or his own initiative on a given topic, there's not an awful lot that the leader of the delegation can actually do to stop this from happening.
Many have, however, taken the latest hitch for the Czech EU presidency as symbolic of a presidency in its dying days in the hands of a caretaker government. Many in Europe are already looking to its Swedish successor. Thomas Klau again.
In this case, has been very busy in the last few months and weeks in terms of drafting the agenda and taking over from the Czechs as it must to ensure a smooth transition. And it is clear that the attention is now more focused on the Swedish presidency than on the Czech presidency.
Unfortunately for the Czechs, the latest incident can only cast minds back to the blunder made at the start of their presidency when a spokesman justified the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip.
Chris Johnstone with that report. Now, away from politics, just 2 decades ago, advertising